Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
This is your call to action. Get prepared, America. Economy, survival, energy, disasters. This is USAprepares.com. Informative radio, educational radio. Interact now by emailing instructor at USAprepares.com or text at 434-390-7953. Class, please take your seats. Now, your instructor, Vincent Finelli.
Yeah, everyone all set? Cocked, locked, here we go. Your dial is set correctly to USA Prepares. Thank you for being in class today. I don't think we're going to be taking calls today. Bert has a full syllabus for today. So, no calls, please, today. Jason, thank you for engineering. I'm Vincent Finelli. Bert, welcome.
Hey, Vince. Happy Tuesday. Can you believe it's, if I'm counting the days right, 4 weeks to Election Day.
Yeah, 4 weeks to Election Day. Yeah. I'm not going to vote.
They don't vote in Missouri? I guess they haven't.
Not from our farm, they don't. No, I'm not voting. I am not participating in the fraud. And I announced that, you know, years ago that I was not going to. And I said my vote doesn't count. And it absolutely doesn't. You know, Bert, during the first Civil War, also known as the War of Northern Aggression, also known as the War of, for states' rights, also known as the War Against Slavery, that there were free states and there were slave states here in North America. And Missouri was a slave state. Kansas was trying to figure it out. And so they had a vote. And people from Missouri snuck over the border to Kansas and voted many times each under different names. So even back then, in 1863, elections were fraudulent, even back then. And the governor found out about it in Kansas and threw out the most egregious examples of multiple votes. But not all of them. Just some of them. You know, to make it look like it was a fair vote or fair poll. And what is polling? Polling is, so what would y'all prefer? I mean, if you had a choice. So if you had a choice, who would you prefer? This guy or that guy? And for years, Bert, for years, I've held my nose, literally, when I walked up to that voting machine in Virginia, because I knew it smelled. And neither candidate was worth a darn. Neither candidate was trustworthy. It's who, if we could pick a president, there's only one guy that I can think of, maybe one and a half. But is there anybody that's trustworthy who's in government? Is there anybody? That's what we thought Donald Trump was going to be. We thought he was going to be the guy that was an outsider, and he was going to rectify the swamp. He was going to drain the swamp. He got there, and I think he got overwhelmed by how big the swamp was. And I think that those in the swamp were not going to let him pull the plug on the swamp. I think that's what happened. You know, Bert, here's something interesting. So during Donald Trump's presidency, he appointed a guy to be U.S. Postmaster General. And I don't want to mispronounce his name. But as a result, Jumpin' Joe kept this guy on. This guy was a package delivery expert, and he just raised and raised and raised the postage rates. You know, before, they tried to fix it without raising the rates, well, as much. Well, I just mailed this morning a bubble envelope, a little bit larger than a number 10 standard envelope that you get a bill in. Just a little bit larger than that. Not 8.5 by 11 by any means. Just a little bit larger, maybe an inch longer, an inch wider. And just a thin, thin bubble mailer. $4.12.
Vince, was that my 5-year anniversary thank you trophy for USA Prepares?
Well, Bert, how could I mail something that big in a small envelope? Your 5-year anniversary thank you will take a tractor trailer.
I hate to know what it is. Is that 5 non-working Teslas welded together?
No, it's art. It's art where we have plastic welded the cases of 5 non-working Tesla battery packs. And it's art. You can display this. Well, I think you're going to have to do some excavation in order to display this, and maybe some demolition to put it in either your office or your house. But it's pretty big. I think you'll like it. You can point to it, and you can say, this is what Vinny has been talking about all these years, and we don't know what to do with it, so he sent it over here. But seriously, Bert, national news. October... Let's see. Give me one second. Let me bring up a calendar here. October 2nd was the first day of the new price hike for the U.S. Postal Service. And they say that the reason for this is because of holiday mail. So because they have an expectation of more mail, this is peak shipping season, according to the U.S. Postal Service. This is a 2022 peak holiday season. So it's a temporary rate adjustment.
You would think it'd be the other way around. With more mail, they'd be getting more revenue. They could lower the price.
Well, that's what I was thinking. I was wondering if I should call the university again and say, listen, I haven't gotten my refund yet, and I don't understand this, because to me, when a company has company, when a corporation, that's what the U.S. Postal Service is, when a corporation has more business, why would they raise their prices? Why would they do that?
But basically the same fixed cost.
Right.
Very little increase in variable cost.
Right. Well, they bought all new trucks. They bought all new equipment. They have, so I called the postmaster this morning, before class, have some chores that I do, and the chickens, feed the chickens, water the chickens, send out the mail, eBay packages, those kinds of things. And I was alarmed. I was alarmed that something that was as high as $3.85 a few days ago is now $4.12. And it's just temporary. So don't worry about it. It's just temporary. There's no such thing as temporary. They try these things. There was a sales tax in the Garden State, it used to be called the Garden State, New Jersey. And they had like 0.5% sales tax just because in the 70s, because they had a shortfall. It was temporary. And it was just in order to get enough revenue into the coffers to get through the budget cycle, the year, fiscal year. And then they were going to remove the sales tax. Oh, such a pain, because businesses didn't know how to calculate sales tax. So the state of New Jersey sent out all these cards, and they'd say, well, if the sale is between 1 cent and, let's say, $2, you'd pay X amount of sales tax. So they sent out this chart. So people had to have calculators in order to transact business. And then you had to file and send it to the state. And then the state said, well, you know what? I think we were wrong. We really, really meant it to be 1%. So people said, well, look, it's only 0.5 cent more per dollar, which was a doubling of the sales tax. It doubled. Yeah. And so they doubled it, and I think now it's 8%. And it's permanent. Now, it's over 8% in many locations in the corrupt state of Missouri. By the way, Bert, I'm broadcasting from high atop the Missouri Ozark Mountains in the very center of the country. Now, there was a report based on everybody weighing the same amount. So if you average the weight of people across the United States and you say everybody weighs the same amount, the population weight of the people in the United States of America is centered right where we live, in a place called Hartville, Missouri. Now, we don't live in Hartville. We live 20 miles away, but that's close enough. So we're right in the center of the country. So I just wanted to let you know.
So I'm trying to think what that means. If people on the West Coast start going on diets, does that mean that the land starts shifting and you start rolling over to the east where people are still
heavier
and everything kind of shifts? The water starts flowing east?
That's right.
Missouri River changes direction?
Well, it did once. It actually, believe it or not, the Missouri did flow backwards. There was an earthquake, and about 100 years ago, a little over 100 years ago, I guess, and the Missouri actually went backwards. No, it's a true story. Yeah. So, Bert, you have an incredible syllabus for today.
Yeah.
Where do you want to start?
Well, Vince, let's start on EVs. People probably think this is impossible, but EVs are catching fire spontaneously all over Florida and burning up. And people are thinking, man, what's going on? How can that be? And, well, they got wet. Well, huh? What? You mean your car gets wet or soaked in water? I mean, that doesn't make sense. Well, it makes sense when you understand that salt water is corrosive, and the hurricane brought in mostly salt water, and it maybe took a day or two for that salt water to eat through the batteries, which were not protected. You know, no one thought to protect the Tesla against being submerged in salt water. And so the car comes out, you know, the water basically goes down. The car is just sitting there in the street or wherever the flood deposited it, and then a day or two later, poof, it's on fire. Pretty amazing. And by the way, you do not want to put, I mean, you can use water if that's all you have, but you really don't want to use water on an electrical fire. You want to use soap or some advanced materials that the firefighters have, foam, you know, kind of what you would use to put a jetliner fire out when that happens. So, yeah, it's happening all over Florida. And that reminds me, several years ago, we talked about how they had just had a shipment of EVs. They were Fiskars at the time, not Teslas, that had been unloaded in New York Harbor and stored in a very low-lying parking lot that they had. And they had that confluence of three storms hit New York City back a few years ago. And it was flooded underwater. And one of those cars caught fire. And then because they were parked car to car, the whole parking lot of brand new, unloaded, $100,000 EV sports cars went up in fire. And that ultimately was a contributing factor to the bankruptcy and going out of business of Fisker Karmer. Now there's a new Fisker, and it's you know, it's the same entrepreneur in charge of the company, but it's completely different company than the one that went bankrupt back then.
Bert, I reconnected to see if the distortion is coming from me. It's not coming from me. I think it's coming from you. Can you reconnect with Jason during this break, and we'll see if we can fix that, okay?
Yeah, so, I think it's, we'll see what we can do here.
Yeah, I think you're going to need to reconnect. Jason, would you make that happen, please? We'll be right back.
First, we decide where we want to go. Then we need to know the best way to get there. Hi, my name's Adam Baratta. I'm the owner of Advantage Gold. We're the highest-rated precious metals firm in the country. We teach people how to own physical gold and silver. Now, we've won the Best of TrustLink Award 4 years in a row because we educate our clients on how to buy gold and silver the right way. We don't pay celebrity spokespeople millions of dollars. We'd rather pass that value on to you. Call 800-900-8000 and speak with one of our experts. We'll send you a free gold kit along with my latest number one national best-selling book, The Great Devaluation. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000. Get the best information, the best process, the best service, the best value. Call Advantage Gold at 800-900-8000. Call 800-900-8000.
Advantage Gold is not an investment advisor or a tax advisor. Consult with your financial advisor before investing.
Call 800-900-8000.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from wallofire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Wallofire.com.
Americans have the most colorful language in the world. And that vibrant language is our basis for thinking in big ways, new ways, efficient ways, and better ways. Americans have freedom of speech. The pairing of our colorful language and freedom of speech has made us the people and the nation that we are today. Imagine what it would be like not having the freedom to speak our minds, communicate our thoughts and ideas, and hear those from others. Americans have a passion for and yearn for the truth. There are those who want to destroy our freedom and right to hear the truth. The truth is under attack. GCN is under attack. I'm asking our fellow broadcasters and you to rise up and help us defend our right to free speech. Would you like to join us? Please consider visiting SaveGCN.com. Please help us bring you the truth 24 hours per day. I'm Vincent Finelli.
Are you curious about what might be missing from your diet and supplement choices? Take a free health assessment to identify your possible nutrient deficiencies. As a certified holistic health coach, I will help you assess and prioritize a supplement program based on Dr. Wallach's recommendations. Call Linda at 833-VITAL-90. That number to call is 833-848-2590. That's 833-VITAL-90.
Pencils, paper, notebooks, iPads. Class is now in session. USAPrepares.com. Educational radio. Set your memory to high power. Your USAPrepares.com instructor, Vincent Finelli, at the controls.
Bert's with us, and he's in California. We're trying to rectify the communications distortion issue, and Jason and Bert are working feverishly on that. So in the meantime, you've got me, and I just want to let you know that Bert was talking about these Fiskars that caught fire, and what fire departments are doing, because these batteries are very difficult to put out when you put water on them, the lithium, they seem to catch fire even more. So they seem to like to burn with more water. So foam is used, but foam is toxic. The foam that firefighters use causes cancer. So initially, I don't think the firefighters were aware that there were cancers that were going to happen to them because they use these chemical firefighting foams. So there are hundreds of sites that are currently contaminated by this firefighting foam. Can you imagine that? So the toxic chemicals in the firefighting foam to put out the Teslas that we don't need are causing cancer. So not only are Teslas crashing into people, places, and things, not only are the batteries not recyclable, not only does the mining of the minerals necessary to make the batteries destroy the earth, and there's no place to put the batteries that's safe once they become used and no longer viable for storing energy. When they do end up on fire, they are hard to put out. and the toxic foam causes cancer. You put all that together, and what a great idea. We should all be driving electric Teslas. Think about this. Think about your rechargeable batteries in your DeWalt power tools. You know, the rechargeable power tools like circular saws and sawzalls, and yeah, that would be a Milwaukee term. Yeah. And thank you, Jason. And you think about all of those battery packs, those lithium-ion battery packs that, you know, you recharge and they just don't hold the charge anymore, so you throw them away. And, you know, in your cordless telephones, you know, those little lithium-ion batteries in there that, yeah, it's just little, you know, size of a half of a domino, right? When they wear out after about 3 years, just throw them away. So we have scattered toxic waste all over the country. It makes no sense. It makes absolutely no sense to do this. But the consumer seems to demand it, and companies are willing to provide it. So back to, should we have some laws? Absolutely. We should have laws that say, if you make a product, it must be recyclable completely. And you must have parts available for at least 30 years after the 30 years of life expectancy of it. For example, an appliance. Appliance should last easily 30 years. As a matter of fact, if our refrigerator and freezer quit before 30 years, I'm going to be absolutely totally frosted. Because the chest freezers that I bought used here at the farm were 35 years old when I bought them. And I expect them to last a lifetime. Except, you know, capacitors, which I got spares of. So, here we are. And I was talking about the foam, Bert, to put the electric vehicle batteries out. It's toxic and it causes cancer. And there are hundreds of toxic sites as a result of using the foam. And, of course, in cities. So if you have a Tesla and you're driving around the city and it catches fire, maybe you parked it, maybe you charged it, maybe it just caught on fire all by itself. Maybe it rained. Maybe there was flooding. And it caught on fire, and the fire department comes and puts it out, and they use the foam goes down the sewer drain, and the sewer, where's that go? It goes into the streams and rivers and lakes. How about that? And so you get to drink it. Bert, any comments?
No, but we did get reconnected here. We came up with a solution, I think, on the soup can system we've been using. So how's the signal coming through?
Terrible.
Terrible? Again?
Well, you know, it sounds like you're talking through a garden hose. Yeah.
Really?
Really?
Okay.
Well, wait a minute. Sounded a little bit better. All right, let's continue testing and see if we can get it working a little bit better.
Yeah. Extendivite testimonials on Amazon are very informative. Here's just a few. Amazon customer, 5 stars. Honestly, this stuff works. Nick, easy to take capsules. For those who can't handle the liquid drops, easy to take Extendivite capsules do the same job. Karoka Fam, works great. Like Extendivite very much. Seems to work as advertised. Thanks. Arlene, 5 stars. Love this product, Extendivite. Terry W., 5 stars. Can't say enough. Great product. Freya, 5 stars. I just ordered another. To get your Extendivite today, go to Extendivite.com. That's Extendivite.com. Or call us at 1-877-928-8822.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
President Biden has promised Ukraine the United States will provide the country with additional advanced air systems after Russia launched missiles against multiple cities in Ukraine, including the capital of Kyiv, on Monday that killed 14 civilians. An emergency meeting is being set up by the Group of Seven to discuss support for Ukraine and how to hold Russia accountable for the attacks. A conservative group run by former top Trump officials is proposing a formal U.S. declaration of war on Mexican cartels and to shut down legal ports of entry based on estimates of illegal immigrant crossings. The paper by the Center for Renewing America is being unveiled 1 month before the midterms elections, as Republicans seek to stop Biden's open border policy and stop the free flow of the killer drug fentanyl into our country. Lance Pry, USA Radio News.
Tejibo Tea Club's original Pure Pouty Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus does not grow on. As a result, it naturally has antifungal, anti-infection, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. shopsupertea.com.
Stock market have you nervous with massive fluctuations? With the impact of inflation and the upcoming midterm elections, it's virtually impossible to guess what will happen next. But with Vantage Point, you won't have to guess. Text MONEY to 813-813 to find out how you can forecast market trend changes with up to 87.4% proven accuracy. That's right, 87.4%. Text the word MONEY to 813-813 and find the consistency and confidence you've been looking for in your trading. Vantage Point's patented technology analyzes huge quantities of global data in seconds. No more guessing when to get in or out of a trade. Text MONEY to 813-813. We'll send you a link to our free live training. Protect your hard-earned capital with Vantage Point.
Trading involves financial risk and is not suitable for all investors. Past results do not guarantee future performance. By texting the word DEMO, you agree to the terms available at VantagePointSoftware.com/terms and consent to receive calls and text using automated technology or pre-recorded voice about offers or info by or on behalf of Vantage Point. Your consent is not conditioned of purchase and can be revoked at any time. Message and data rates may apply.
Text MONEY to 813-813.
You don't sit behind a desk every day to earn a living. You're out and about making it happen. And sometimes you get a little bit behind on your paperwork, you know, like bookkeeping and paying your taxes. It's easy to get behind on paying your taxes. It happens to the best of us. And you know what happens next. The big bad IRS comes knocking on your door. And when that happens, you need to call the good old boys at the Tax Doctor. Let them do what they do best. Deal and negotiate with the IRS so you pay the lowest you can in back taxes that the law allows. We are a 100% U.S.-based company, and we've saved our clients millions over the years in back taxes. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes, call my friends right now at the Tax Doctor and learn more.
800-932-5140. 800-932-5140. 800-932-5140. That's
800-932-5140.
This can be sliding.
What are today's hot
cheetahs?
Take my...
When you go to
the
TV,
for 2 seconds during...
Class is back in session. Turn up the volume. USAPrepares.com with the original survival economist, Vincent Fennelly.
Bert's with us, and class, I have to interrupt this broadcast just to read you this headline. Just to make sure that this is the kind of thing that gets buried. Dailymail.co.uk. Quote, Biden administration pays $265,000 a year in salaries of staff whose job it is to deflect Hunter stories and Republican probes. Goes on to say the White House has hired a number of staffers and is expected to hire more in anticipation of the Republican-led probes into a number of issues, defending the infamous First Son, who has been deemed a national security threat by members of Congress, will be a primary part of the new staffers' jobs. end quote. So here we have at $265,000 a year so far, expected to be more, people whose job it is to suppress stories about the infamous national security threat, Hunter Biden. How about that? And, you know, I've said it so many times, I guess it bears repeating. I don't talk to anybody who supports this regime. I don't talk to anybody who voted for this regime. Not that their vote counted, but they thought it did. And that's enough to tell me that they support a regime that is trying to take down this country and destroy farms like ours, the Finelli family farm, and businesses, and throttle back your rights and peer into your lives with increasing veracity. Bert? Is that a shock or what?
Vince, what's your share of that, I guess, our pro rata, how much we all pay for those,
well, divide 265,000 by 300. Well, you can't divide it by 335 million because not everybody pays. So it would be, well, I guess everybody would pay because the Federal Reserve will inflate and we'll all get to pay for it in inflation. But it's an absolute outrage. Has anyone ever heard of anything like this in their lives before? I certainly have not, and I'm only 70.
It's outrageous, and we have a breaking news day because I think that ties into a story that is just coming across the air wires. Vince, we have another breaking news story. Vince, breaking news, Tulsi Gabbard has just announced she is leaving the Democrat Party. Congresswoman Tulsi Gabbard leaving the Democrat Party as of today, as of right now.
Well, Ronald Reagan did that. And by the way, Bert, you know that Abraham Lincoln was a Republican?
Of course he was. He helped start that party.
Yeah. And he got a lot of people killed. It's kind of like Vladimir Putin. I'm going to save the country by destroying it.
Well, Tulsi Gabbard, I think she's just going to become an independent, but she said she's encouraging other moderate Democrats to follow in her footsteps and also leave the party. We don't know if she has any further political plans, but she just announced as of minutes ago, Tulsi Gabbard, former congresswoman from the beautiful state of Hawaii, has left the Democrat Party.
Well, Brett, I was thinking about last night. I was thinking about Southern Democrats, you know, and they're pretty dyed in the wool. And I believe, I can't prove any of this. It's just some random thought that went through my mind, that the reason that Democrats or Southerners are predominantly Democrats is because Abraham Lincoln, the Republican, burned the South. Sherman went down there and he set on fire homes, barns, fields, everything that was combustible, he set on fire. And the Southerners remembered that. And I have a feeling that that's why they're not Republicans. Because Republicans burned down the South. Look it up,
well,
class.
Yeah.
Don't believe a word I say.
Here's Tulsi's quote just came through. Quote, "I can no longer remain in today's Democrat Party that is now under the complete control of an elitist cabal of warmongers driven by cowardly wokeness who divide us, racializing every issue and stoke anti-white racism," Gabbard said on Twitter. She went on to call other moderate Democrats to follow in her footsteps. I believe Tulsi's multicultural, multiracial herself. Anyway, so there you have it. So may we live in interesting times, Vince.
Good for her. Good for her. Bert, one of the things that we're going to talk about was a brand of electric vehicle called Rivian, R-I-V-I-A-N. They make trucks. And there was an article that says that the Rivian Automotive Company is recalling nearly all of its vehicles delivered to customers because of a structural defect that could cause drivers to lose steering control. And they blame it on a fastener. They say the fastener may not have been sufficiently torqued, and in rare circumstances it could loosen fully, and that could lose to loss of steering control. So the Rivian electric truck could totally lose steering. Can you imagine that?
Yeah.
Then as with another brand of electric vehicle, wheels falling off.
Yeah, but I know you work on cars there on the farm. You got, I guess, through word of mouth, a good operation. They're saying it's the connector for the upper control arm and steering knuckle. And you are very experienced. Can you tell class, do you know exactly what that is and how serious that
yeah,
is?
Yeah, okay. Class, the steering system of a vehicle is many parts, linkage, if you will. So you turn the wheel, of the steering wheel, it turns the steering shaft and the steering column, and it goes into like a gearbox. And that gearbox has an arm that moves a rod, and that rod is connected to both wheels. So it turns both front wheels left or right or keeps them straight. So if a bolt, I can't imagine. I've never heard of it. I've never seen it. I mean, I've been under vehicles for 50 years, more than that, way over 50 years. I have never seen steering linkage come apart ever to the point where you turn the wheel and nothing happens. There are safeguards against all of those things. As a matter of fact, there is a connector in the steering column so that you don't feel the vibration in the steering wheel of the wheels hitting bumps. So there's an isolator, a rubber isolator. But it has a fail-safe. So, and this has been around, geez, as long as I have seen vehicles, this has been around. Well before the 60s. So that if this rubber part fails, there are metal backup parts that take over. Now you'll have a little more play in the steering wheel, but you don't lose control. You know, you might have another half of an inch play left to right when you turn the steering wheel, but you can maneuver the vehicle so you don't crash it. But this thing, they're saying that this fastener can cause you to totally lose control of steering. That's unacceptable, especially if that vehicle is behind us. Okay, and it loses control and crashes into us. These are unnecessary manufacturing failures. None of this should be happening. We are at the point where we can manufacture vehicles that are safe. But it seems like the farther we go down the road, the less safe vehicles are becoming. And I object to it. And so the recall includes 13,000 vehicles. Now, who even heard of Rivian? So 13,000 people have bought these silly things. It's a truck that has a limited range, has an electric battery pack, and people are thinking that they are providing a service to the globe by what they believe is clean energy. And it absolutely positively is not. And you've been saying so, Bert. You've been talking about the destruction of the planet in order to make to mine the minerals and elements that go into these battery packs.
You know, this just hasn't been thought through. You think it would have been, given how big industry EVs has become, but it really hasn't. And you contrast that with our vehicle production are internal combustion engine. They call it ICE in some realms. And that's, you know, everything's well established. And we've said many times in class that virtually everything in a ICE car that you buy and use for 10 or 20 years is recyclable. When that car is ready to go to the junkyard, virtually everything in it. Now, they dismantle it and things go into different piles for different types of recycling, you know, metal getting crushed and eventually melted and so on and so forth. But there's a place for everything, not so in an EV. And that's just disposal. How about we haven't figured out how to safely and really humanely mine some of the rare earth elements go into the lithium ion batteries. So there's a lot of issues. You know, I think in time it'll be worked out, but everything's being rushed so fast. You know, supply chains are just crazy at these EV manufacturers, and they're scrambling to get the right components, and it's very disorganized. And so I can see something like this happen. It's really nothing per se to do with the fact that it's an EV, except that they're rushing these things to production so fast that things get skipped. So I would put that as the blame rather than there's some direct connection to a steering bolt and the fact that you're using electric batteries for the energy source. It's just simply the nature of the way these cars have been rushed to production and the development cycles, manufacturing, prototype cycles, it's all been rushed. And in my opinion, that's how we can account for these type of recall. And of course, Tesla's not immune. They've had a large recall as well.
So, Bert, did you and Jason figure out what the communications problem is, why this connection is so distorted?
Well, over here, we've heard everything well. So how is the signal coming there at the studio?
Okay, so, well, not too good. Not too good. It's distorted here. So I'll try. So you think it's okay?
Well, I hear you guys fine, but I'm on
an open forum avoiding censorship. Defense costs for words spoken outside of our control supersede the ability to deliver voices to this important talk platform. The First Amendment is the foundation of our core values. Cancel culture is silencing voices regardless of perspective. Freedom to speak is in the balance. Support the legitimacy of speech itself. Consider donating to SaveGCN.com. That's SaveGCN.com.
Looking for that edge during those intimate moments? We see many ads for enhancement, but the side effects include death. At GCN Team, we should change the Healthy Body Brain and Heart Pack to the Healthy Libido Pack. The brain and heart are not the only organs that require a healthy vascular system. For proper blood flow at the right moment, go to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
What is the difference between collagen protein and a whey protein? Pure collagen is an incomplete protein that supplies amino acids which support connective tissue repair. However, what determines most of the connective tissue synthesis in the body is the level of growth hormone. Children have wrinkle-free, plump skin and agile joints not because they're eating collagen every day, but because they have high levels of growth hormone. Low growth hormone levels results in wrinkles and diminished connective tissue health. Consuming collagen does not overcome this. Cold sterilized whey protein powder from grass-pastured cows is a complete protein and supports connective tissue health as well as glutathione production, immunity, detoxification, combats inflammation, supports muscle size and strength, energy, fat loss, and more. Connective tissue health is dependent upon proper nutrient levels, how clean the cellular environment is, and optimal levels of growth hormone. To learn more about a true fountain of youth protein powder called Green Meadow Whey and how to support youthful levels of growth hormone, go to bestwheyprotein.net or call 888-988-3325.
G'day, I'm Jamel that works with Dr. Joel Wallach and the GCN team with Youngevity at teamg'day.com. By becoming an associate, you provide income for you and your family on your own hours while working from home. So contact me, Jamel, by filling in the contact box at teamg'day.com and I will get back to you personally and provide all the support you need to get started and build your Youngevity business. Teamg'day.com. Teamg'day.com.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutraMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, simulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
No whining. Only expert guests and seasoned opinions. Instruction that matters. At the controls, Vincent Finelli.
Yeah, well, we're trying to get Bert back. In the meantime, I was going to tell you, I was hoping that Bert would be here for this. But in 2009, Barack Hussein Obama signed into law, actually in June 2009, I got bipartisan support from Congress, and there was this new law called CARS. And it was the Car Allowance Rebate System, C-A-R-S, Car Allowance Rebate System. And it was designed to improve the miles per gallon efficiency of the automobiles in the United States of America. And the idea, this is the dumbest thing I ever heard of, but, you know, it took a Democrat president and Congress to agree to this, so naturally it passed. It cost $3 billion of taxpayers' funds, and this CARS program, also known as Cash for Clunkers, gave a buyer of a new vehicle credit up to $4,500, depending on the vehicle that was purchased. And there were some rules, and you had to bring in your car and buy a new one, and trade yours in, and it had to meet certain criteria, the one you're trading in. It had to be less than 25 years old. Less than 25 years old. It had to have an EPA-rated fuel efficiency of less than 18 miles per gallon. And it had to be in drivable condition. So if you think about this, what they were saying is you had to have, and in my world, I drive, my daily driver is like 25 years old. If you had a vehicle that got less than 18 miles per gallon, and it had to be drivable, you had to be able to drive it to the dealer, then you could trade it in. And what the dealers did was they bought dumpsters, these great big dumpsters, and they would put half of the car in the dumpster. So it was telling you that you too could have your car in a dumpster. And what the dealers did was unthinkable. They were required to destroy the engine. And there was a procedure for this. They took this silica, which is sand, like a liquid sand, and they would rev the engine up real fast. And they pour this liquid sand into it until the engine self-destructed. That's Barry. Barry Satoru, also known as Barack Hussein Obama. So he was getting people to get rid of their 18 or fewer miles per gallon vehicles in favor of getting one that got more than 22 miles per gallon. So it began in July of 2009, ended in August 24th of 2009. It was pretty short. And what happened was there was an absence of vehicle engines because what they did was they blew them up. They took cars that would go uphill, downhill, and were usable, and they destroyed the engines on purpose. And they had a car czar, you know, officiating this. It was the dumbest thing. And that's what governments do. Stupid things. Because those cars had parts that y'all could use. And then, if you wore out an engine, let's say in a Dodge pickup truck, and you wanted a 360 V8, you couldn't get one. Because the morons in government convinced people to get rid of their older vehicles to get less durable vehicles. Less durable vehicles that got more miles per gallon. It was just beyond dumb. So I wanted to share that with Bert. I don't know if he is connected. I don't think he's connected yet.
Bert is here with everybody. How do I sound then?
Well, I would say on a scale of 1 to 10, maybe 3. But let's continue. Did Bert hear what I said about cash for clunkers and what an idiotic program that was?
Yeah, no, that was crazy. Almost as bad as that program where they were going around trying to do, immediately ready road repairs and things. I mean, I don't know how it was where you were, but they were finding all kinds of excuses to rebuild a traffic intersection or, you know, do whatever, you know, patch up a pothole here and make it a $400,000 project just to get some of those funds that was back during the 2008-2009 recession. They were just trying to spend money and pass it around, and that was another crazy thing.
Yeah, so some people think Obama was great. He was an absolute failure, and I think his job was to push the plunger, to ignite the dynamite to blow up the country. And that's my take on it. Bert's with us, and Bert, you do sound better. You really do. The connection's better. It's working better.
Yeah. Well, we went out. We have a halfway point with the rope over the Rocky Mountains. We tried to tighten it.
Well, good for you. Good for you. So I'm glad you're back, and let's get through the rest of the syllabus when we return. Thank you, Jason, for making this happen.
Do you need to get your hands on some extra money right now? Maybe $25,000 or more? If you're a homeowner, now is the perfect time to get cash out while homes in many neighborhoods like yours have gone up in value. You can use the money for anything. It's yours. You can buy an investment property, pay off higher interest debt, or make home improvements. If you need $25,000, $50,000, or more, now is the time. Home values are up, and so is your equity. We offer you a way to use it. No need to use your savings. Call New American Funding now and see how much cash out you can get. Call 800-721-2477. 800-721-2477. 800-721-2477. That's 800-721-2477. NMLS 6606. www.nmlsconsumeraccess.org. This is not an offer or commitment to lend. Subject to borrower and property qualifications. Not all borrowers will qualify. Terms and conditions apply. Equal housing opportunity.